American Language Course, tape 1308C. Listen to this conversation on driving.
Look out! Watch that curve ahead.
Boy, we almost had an accident.
You almost missed the curve. Jim, slow down. Don't drive so fast.
Whew, that truck almost hit us.
You almost hit him. You went through the stop sign. You're still driving too fast.
I didn't see the sign, but I'll slow down.
Be careful. Don't put on the brakes too fast. The car might turn over.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Look out. Watch that curve ahead.
Boy, we almost had an accident.
You almost missed the curve. Jim, slow down. Don't drive so fast.
Whew, that truck almost hit us.
You almost hit him. You went through the stop sign. You're still driving too fast.
I didn't see the sign. But I'll slow down.
Be careful. Don't put on the brakes too fast. The car might turn over.
Here are some questions and answers about road signs. Listen and repeat.
The driver sees a stop sign. What should he do? He should stop the car. Then he should look right and left. When it is safe, he should go on. The next sign has the word school. What does this mean? It means we're coming to a school. We should slow down. We usually drive 20 miles an hour past schools. Sometimes we see school buses stopped on the road. Students are getting on or getting off. Then we must stop the car. On the next street, we see an arrow. On the arrow are the words, one way. What does this sign tell us? All the traffic goes in one direction. The arrow points the direction for the traffic. Sometimes we see people working in the street. Here we see the sign, men working. What do we do when we see this sign? We slow the car down. We watch for the men. We drive carefully past them.
Now you will hear some affirmative statements. You should change the statements to negative statements. Then repeat the correct response. Example.
There is a lot of traffic.
There is not a lot of traffic.
There is not a lot of traffic.
There is not a lot of traffic.
There are many cars. There are not many cars. You should walk when the light is red. You should not walk when the light is red. You must drive fast. You must not drive fast. You may park by no parking signs. You may not park by no parking signs. We should drive both ways on one-way streets. We should not drive both ways on one-way streets. You should drive fast around curves. You should not drive fast around curves.
Let's practice some sentences using the different words for colors. Listen and repeat what you hear. Mr. Jones drives a blue car. He had to stop for the red traffic light. The light turned green and he drove on. We drive very carefully when the light is yellow. He wears white shirts. His suit is dark brown. Miss Moore has red hair. I wear light gray suits in the summer. He has an orange tie. The sky looks black at night. It is blue during the day. Some clouds are white. Other clouds are gray or black. In summer, the grass is green. It gets brown in the winter. There are many yellow flowers in the spring. Many people like red ties. We see many red roses in the summer. My coat is light brown. She has a dark blue dress. They like medium dark colors. Here are some sentences using different forms of adjectives and adverbs. Notice the use of the comparative and superlative forms. Listen and repeat.
He swims very well. He swims better than I. He swims the best of all of us. Tom's English is good. Mary's English is better. Bob's English is the best. They spend much time studying. We spend more time studying. those students spend the most time studying. She speaks carefully. She speaks more carefully than I. The teacher speaks the most carefully of all. In the fall, the air is cold. The air is colder in the fall than in summer. In winter, the air is the coldest. We felt bad yesterday. We feel worse today. We felt the worst last week. He did badly on his exam. John did worse on the first test. I did the worst of all on my second test. We came early. They came earlier than we. My friends came earliest of all. She drives very fast. He drives faster than she. I drive the fastest of all. These students are always busy. They are busier than we are. The drivers are the busiest workers.
Practice some sentences using the progressive verb phrase in the different tenses. Repeat the sentences.
I'll be driving to town tomorrow. I'm driving to town this afternoon. I was driving to town last night. I have been driving to town every day. They'll be studying all day. They are studying now. They were studying last night. They have been studying a long time. We'll live here for 2 years. We're living here now. We were living here last year. We have been living here 2 years. She'll be walking to class with him. She's walking to the movie with him. She was walking near the building. She has often been walking with him. He'll instruct the students tomorrow. He's instructing the students now. He was instructing the students yesterday. He has been instructing us for a long time. They are going to work all day. They are working today. They were working yesterday. They have been working since Friday.
Here are some sentences with a special expression, "have better." Listen to them and repeat them. You'd better study tonight. You'd better not get home late. When had he better finish it? He'd better finish it tomorrow. We'd better not do it now. We had better get some more gasoline. They had better not stay away too long. You had better go to New York. Where had we better go? We had better not go east. This is the end of tape 1308C.